We're joined now by Knoxville baseball coach Turner DeVore on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And, well, coach, another week down, and for the most part, I thought pretty successful week for you guys.
Yeah, really. I mean, really successful. I thought, you know, wish we could have had that game back on Monday when it's a suspended game, but felt like we were there. We kind of just stuck with the starter a little bit too long. And they got a couple of cheap hits, but yeah, overall you beat two little Hawkeye teams in a week. You'll take that week all time. You know, today was just a tough one with, you know, Lincoln's arm's been a little sore, and we use Kyler at the Field Dreams, or, you know, sometimes you wouldn't use that certain person in that, you know, non-conference type game. But we knew we were going to have our work cut out for us tonight just because of the arms that we had, and guys have thrown a couple times this week. So we knew that it was going to be a little tough, and we probably jinxed ourselves a little bit just talking about how good our pitching's been all week. So on the bus ride, we were kind of enjoying some of the stats and how well we've pitched, and obviously didn't pitch well tonight.
Well, let's look at you know, Friday's games. You know, two very opposite games. You go out and run rule them, and they pretty much dominate everything from start to finish. You know, I guess, you know, what worked in game one, what didn't work in game two?
Yeah, game one, you know, it's kind of the same story. They struggled to throw strikes in the first game, and we didn't need to hit the ball real well. You know, got down 2-0 right away, and actually, Grant DeMoss had a 3-run home run to put us up 5-2, and that kind of took the wind out of their sails a little bit. And Roston pitched very well again, like he's done for the last couple weeks. And then the second game, you know, we get two quick outs, and then can't even remember what happened now. I think we had a walk and double, and then another hit, and it was 2-0, you know, real quick again. And then against Lancaster, you can't do that. But actually, proud of the guys, 11 hits offensively. We've swung the bats really well. Brady had a nice game, 3-for-5, and I know Kyler had a couple hits as well too, and Luke swung the bat really well all week. So those are the guys we need to swing the bats well, and they've done that. The kids have done really well offensively, so I can't complain much about the week. You know, 4-4-1, we'll take those weeks most of the time. We want to win conference games, but pitching just wasn't on our side in game two.
You know, a few weeks ago, I remember you talking to you, and you were frustrated about the approach to the plate. That obviously has gotten better in the last few weeks.
Yeah, we're hitting the ball up the middle. We're hitting hard balls to our pull side gap or opposite gap. And so, yeah, the approach has been really good at the plate. We've had some really quality at bats. I know Kellerman was tough yesterday, but that's probably the best guy we've seen with command of a fastball and a slider and then a closed environment. But, you know, Lancaster is a good pitcher and put up 11 hits against him and Decina. Can't complain a whole lot about that. So, yeah, offensively this week was by far the best week we've had, and the kids should be excited about that.
Defensively, you know, let's talk about that. You know, obviously, you know, to win games, you got to play some defense too.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, we played really good defense. Lincoln's made some really nice plays up the middle that kind of go unnoticed. You know, Brendan has played really well at third base. He had an error tonight, but for the most part, balls hit to the left side of the field, and you feel really, really good. And Brady's played well at second base as well too, and Ross has done a nice job at first, and you know, Emmett Hyatt's got a chance at center field, and Kyler just, you know, he pitched 100 pitches last night, and he hasn't pitched in about a week and a half, so kind of trying to take it easy on him. But, you know, we had a couple balls with the wind blowing that we probably need to catch, but it was kind of a tough environment, and we just didn't make those plays tonight. But defensively, really, we've played pretty well.
We're talking to Turner DeVore, Knoxville baseball coach on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. I heard you in the huddle say, take care of your bodies. And, boy, is it going to be sizzling hot from now until further notice. What do these guys have to do to, you know, be ready for a game when, you know, before they get here and get the uniforms on?
Yeah, I mean, it was a late night last night, so we knew coming in that our backs were against the wall. We thought if we could get one, I personally thought if we could get one, I was going to be pretty happy with it after the day that we had yesterday. But, you know, I'm not somebody, I'm probably different than a lot of other people. I'm not going to go tell them not to do something. I know they have basketball this weekend over at Central. I'm not going to tell a kid not to do that. I'm not going to tell them they can't go to open turf. Can't tell them to do the thing. Not to do something that they want to do, but they got to be smart about it too. They got to get to bed at a decent time. They got to drink a lot of water, and they got to know, hey, I am a little run down. I need to get a couple hours of sleep or take a nap or something. You know, just be smart. I know kids sometimes, I was, you know, it doesn't matter, but we could see it on their face, you know, that they were, you know, Breyer was done. You know, he was in a tough position. So, you know, I appreciate the kids' effort. The kids continued to battle and those type of things. So I can't complain one bit about that.
Let's see, you've referred to it a couple of times, but boy, Thursday was such an experience up at Field of Dreams, and just to be up there, and you know, I was under the impression you'd be playing at that other field. I think you were too. You got to play on the actual field that the movie was filmed on, which I think made it even more special.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. You know, you don't know what that field's really like. I never been up there, so you know, selfishly, probably it was a little bit for me as well too. And you know, some of the things you don't think about, like not having a dugout, and you know, sometimes you're saying things and you're like, holy crap, those people are right behind me and can hear every word that I'm saying. So it's a little different, but it was super special. You know, kids were still talking about today, like how cool it was. And then obviously the ending helps things as well too. But yeah, it was super cool experience for the kids and for, I mean, everybody. It was super cool.
I talked to Lincoln after that home run. What was going through your mind when, you know, you that bad and look, okay, all we need is one run, and he just makes sure you know you gets all the bases cleared?
I was just hoping he put a good swing on something, you know, and whatever happens. But then I saw it and hit, and it was going over his head, and I didn't realize it got out until after, you know, I saw the umpire, and then Lincoln, I think, was almost already to second, and I don't even know if Luke was going to touch the plate there. So it was one of those deals where it's like, holy crap. But yeah, it was something very special.
And you guys also, you know, did a few other things around there too, just to kind of make the experience even better for him.
Yeah, we went out for lunch at a pizza place that Elite Insulation's paid for, and we're very thankful for that. I mean, we left at 9:30, and then coaches rolled in at 1 a.m. We were the only people on the bus, but just spending time out there, you know, lots of kids just playing catch, you know, kids were throwing to each other on the field and just running around and being kids. Like, that's the big thing, is you're sitting there and you're saying, like, you got to be kids, and you got to, like, realize that sometimes it's not everything that you know, it's not life or death, and there's lots of people that are going through a lot of different things. And you get to just kind of step onto the field and forget about everything else.
Is that a trip that maybe not an annual thing, but maybe, you know, one time per class that you might want to do down the road?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the 24 dates kind of, you know, make it tough. I'm glad Pell Christian was able to play and willing to drive 3 hours. You know, sometimes you want to take those trips and play somebody you never see. So then it's kind of like, oh, it's not the rivalry. It's not like a conference game, or it's not a non-conference game that you know a lot about. So, yeah, it's something we're going to look into and even talk to the guys about, hey, where should we go next year? Like, should there, you know, do we try to do something annual of different places around the state of Iowa? Or, you know, I saw Clarion Goldfield Dallas played at Target Field. That's pretty cool, you know, like just trying to figure out. Some of that costs a lot of money. I mean, Field of Dreams is really, really reasonable. So if anybody else gets a chance, I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Well, let's talk about this week upcoming. Boy, you are busy. And I mean, when I say busy, I don't know that you have a day off for anything.
No. I mean, everything's kind of backed up. I mean, it's one of those sports that you can't back everything up into. I mean, this being a doubleheader actually end up working in Centerville's favor. I mean, to be honest, if we have Roston and we win the first game, you know, it's not a doubleheader, and we had pitching lined up for the first time we played them. So, like, losing out on a game when you should have played really put us in this position, which sucks, you know, having to, you know, fight and claw and know that we didn't have our best guy. I mean, and we didn't throw well tonight either. But, you know, you get all these games together and it makes it really, really hard. I mean, we got to go play a suspended game. You don't know how long it's going to last. I mean, it's not like there's a runner on third and nobody out and you're probably going to go down there and win within 5 minutes. You know, it could go on one inning or five innings. You don't know. So, like, being prepared for that, and then, you know, doubleheader on Friday with Sheraton, you know, that's going to be tough as well too. So just trying to survive, and we're just going to talk about winning the week. I mean, let's try to win the week. So,
all right, best of luck to you. We'll see you sometime next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's Turner DeVore, Knoxville baseball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Cavalas.